This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Russian police have issued a strong warning against participating in protests planned for Sunday to call for the release of jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny, the Kremlin's most prominent foe. The warning comes amid detentions of Navalny's associates and opposition journalists and a police plan to restrict movement in the center of Moscow on Sunday. Navalny was arrested January 17th after flying back to Russia from Germany, where he had spent 5 months recovering from nerve agent poisoning. His detention sparked nationwide protests 1 week ago in about 100 cities. Nearly 4,000 people were reported arrested. Britain's Cabinet Office Minister Michael Gove said the European Union had recognized it made a mistake by briefly attempting to restrict some exports of COVID-19 vaccines by invoking an emergency Brexit clause. In an interview, Gove said it is important to cooperate with the European Union to make sure the COVID-19 vaccination rollout was effective.
I've talked to the Commission Vice President, Maros Šefčovič, about this. He recognizes he's committed to making sure that the Belfast Agreement works in the interests of all of Northern Ireland's people, and he recognizes, therefore, that we do need a reset.
Meanwhile, Britain's foreign minister said Saturday the EU had reassured him the European Union did not want to disrupt supplies of COVID-19 vaccines. Dominic Raab made the comments after what he described as a constructive conversation with European Commission Vice President Valdis Dombrovskis. The United States says it is backing off for now on a plan to offer COVID-19 vaccinations to the 40 prisoners at the detention center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The plan drew some criticism after the New York Times reported that the vaccination of prisoners would start